This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Ryan Cleary and Georgie Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to our first show.
Hi, guys.
FUBAR Radio. You've got myself, Ryan Cleary.
And Georgie Clark. We are co-hosting FUBAR Radio's Tuesday Takeover.
Whoop, whoop. Really exciting show for you guys today. We've got a Love Island star from previous shows coming up by the name of Daniel Lukakis.
We also have model Tallulah Eve, who was on Britain's Next Top Model, and trans activist Kenny Ethan Jones joining us later in the show.
So stick with us, guys. We've also got some great music coming up for you and some fun games. But I'd love to start off by introducing myself and Georgie. If you don't know us from television, we'd like to obviously let you get to know us a little bit better. So, Georgie, let everyone know how we met.
So, myself and Ryan met on ITV2's Survival of the Fittest last February. We were filming in South Africa, and it was boys versus girls, if you didn't watch the show.
Boys were better, of course.
But girls won, which is most important. Let's not start the rivalry now, Ryan. And we became great friends on the show. And we've sort of continued our friendship after that, haven't we?
We sure have.
Yeah, you've gone on to do a bit more television work.
I have. So George has been doing a lot of influencing work, and I've been doing some more TV work, which has been really fun. I've got some more TV work coming up this year, which I'll let you guys know more about. But yeah, great friendship. We struck it from the beginning of South Africa. It was the same producers as the people that made Love Island, which is going to be one of our hot topics coming up. So stay tuned, and we'd love to invite our first guest on after a quick song. First song I'm going to play for you guys is Kalani, Nights Like This.
Act like you need a mind, trying to do it over, bring it back and rewind it. But all that glitters isn't gold. I was blind, should have never give you my heart on consignment. And I can't believe the lies that I went for. Thought you was mine, but you decided to be with him. No, you took my feelings and just threw them out the window. Feel like it's too hard to fall in love again. No, on some nights like this, shawty, I can't help but think of us. Reminiscing, sipping, missing you. Can you tell me what's with all this distant love? If I call, would you pick it up? On some nights like this, I just wanna text you, but for what? You won't say you want me, then go switch it up. Just gon' play with my emotions just because, no. All them times I played the fool for you, thinking we could put it back together. Thought we had forever, you never see my point. Connection is so severed, you don't show no effort. Can't believe the lies that I went for. Thought you was mine, but you decided to be with him, though. Took my feelings and just threw them out the window. Feel like it's too hard to fall in love again, though. On some nights like this, shawty, I can't help but think of us. I've been reminiscing, sipping, missing you. Can you tell me what's with all this distant love? If I call, would you pick it up?
Way too good to you, you take me for granted. You was my day one since back at Big B House on Adams. First day that we met, I flagged you down, I told you in my line. Used to promise me you never switch on me like Gemini. You think I'm a fool, ain't nobody stoked. I see all the signs, I see all the clues. Still sometimes I reminisce about that shit when I'm benching. Can't believe it's been a whole year, yeah, but
I'm so
Okay, guys, so before we get Daniel in, talking about all things new season Love Island and his experiences, myself and Ryan are going to chat a bit about our Instagram careers, how we kicked things off. We're very different in how we run our social medias. So, Ryan, tell me a bit about how you like to run your social media.
So I'm someone that, I don't know if it's just a Mancunian in me or just me in general, I don't really care what people think. So kind of some people I know, if they have a stain on their jumper, they won't do a video or they won't post it. I'm someone that if, you know, if I do a video and, you know, there's a sound in the background or there's, I've had one, there's even a picture on my Instagram where there's a mark on my eyebrow.
Yeah. From something I was probably eating. Like to keep it authentic, don't you?
Yeah, I can have a croissant on my eyebrow, yeah.
I'm sure that's happened before, hasn't it? And then you'll make a joke out of it and it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, and I just feel like, for me, I like that because I really feel like Instagram has become a place where there's a lot of people under a lot of pressure to have a certain aesthetic look or feel, and I just feel like that's not reality in my opinion.
So
I like to keep mine as authentic as it can be and as real and as raw, you know, for my followers, and they do appreciate that in a sense.
Yeah, you definitely keep it real. Whereas me, I mean, I'm a bit different to you.
Yours is pristine, Georgia.
Mine is popping. Okay, so with my Instagram, I'm really different, whereas I like to keep everything on my actual feed really perfect, which I know is really bad because there's so much stuff around, like Instagram being unrealistic and all of that, but
it pays you.
Well, yeah, that's where most of my contracts come from, so I do want to provide great content for them. But if you do watch my stories, I keep it more real on there. Like, you'll often see me with a hangover Sunday morning.
What about a kebab?
Yeah, with a McDonald's eating. I think it's I sort of have a different balance where I like to keep it really sort of pristine on the main page, and then I'd be a bit silly on my Instagram stories.
That's true, but don't get it twisted. I do, if I need an edit, I'm going to send it over to George.
He does send it over to me. Editing queen over here. Luckily, I've never been called a catfish yet. That would be the ultimate insult.
No, this is the thing, though. I feel like some people, and that's a good thing to mention, is some people take it overboard. Yeah. I think editing's good, personally, to kind of just edit what you've already got and kind of, you know, whether it's lighting, brightness, but it's when people start to change their whole...
Yeah, when they don't even look real. You know, I've been to events and I've met girls that I follow on Instagram, and I this is so bad to say, but I actually sometimes haven't recognised them. How bad is that?
No, but I get it, because it's the same with dating. Like, you could date someone and you're like, well, that is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
And then you backdoor it, because I don't know. But what goes through my mind is, do people not see what I see? The person that's doing it, do they not see that they don't look like their picture? And if they do, then why? I think the only reason it could be is the pressures of Instagram as to why they're doing that.
Yeah, because you're luring someone in under, like,
false pretenses.
Yeah. You can't do that.
They do.
Yeah, I know. I've had it done to me before.
I think, you've had one.
You know what it is? There's a lot of height fishing as well. Guys will say that they're really tall on their Instagram. They're 5'9". I'm 5'7", rocking a pair of 6-inch heels.
You and your Louis Vuittons.
Towering over them.
Looking down at them. You're right.
I'm like, this is not what you wrote on your description.
Yeah, but maybe they're hoping they can bag you with their personality. You never know.
Anyway, so let's move on to sort of our next topic, which is there was all that thing around Kim Kardashian promoting the skinny lollipops and things like that. So what do you think about all these influencers being paid for harmful adverts like weight loss pills, skinny drinks? What's your sort of take on that?
Because me personally, and I've got to be honest, because as I am, I've advertised for one weight loss company. Is it ethical? Maybe not, but, you know, I've got bills to pay, and I don't think that's... I know it sounds really wrong, but they're not like smoking cigarettes. It's not something that I see is that someone's going to have and it's going to be very harmful instantly. I honestly just say what is honestly about the product. I'm not going to lie. If it says it on the packet and that's what it says it does, it doesn't necessarily, I know, mean that's exactly what it does. But personally, I will say what I feel about the product and put it out there. It's not something I do all the time, but I'd be a hypocrite to say that she's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe she's got a check that's saying, you know, you'll be paid this.
Yeah.
And it isn't smoking, but people have advertised smoking. People go on their Instagram and smoke and they get paid nothing for it. People go on their Instagram and drink alcohol. Mm. Alcohol's dangerous.
Mm.
Like, but no one's picking them up. So just because she's in the spotlight and people really want to jump on that, me personally, I don't think it's a major issue.
Yeah, I've got two sort of perspectives on this because I know the company that you did the promotion for, and
no names,
but they were actually all natural product company. Well, so in that sense, I feel like if you do your research, you know, you're getting a good payment for it. You've tried it yourself. That's the most important thing, is you can't just flog stuff that you haven't tried before, and you feel like, you know, it does work. Then I feel it's maybe okay in those circumstances.
What's your stance on Kim then?
How can having a lollipop and stuff make you skinny? I think you've got to be so careful with the terminology that you use when you're promoting things like this. I guess she would have been paid so much money for that, but, you know, does she need the money, really? That's the other thing. But
more wants more.
My big, big issue with harmful advertising on Instagram, which they've really got a lockdown on, is I've seen people promoting for skinny injections, fillers, the cosmetic surgery. That's where it really upsets me, because people die from things like that.
That's a line. I think there's a line. But even again, on my Instagram, I've got, you know, people, clinics that offer me, you know, a PRP facial is one that I advertise.
But that's not harmful.
It's a needle, though. But I guess so a PRP facial is a vampire facial where they take blood from your arm, and, you know, the clinician is great, he's practiced it, I've had no issues. Is it something that I want to advertise to everyone? No, but I do want to show my authentic self. So if I'm going on and people are like, how have you got really clear skin? Oh, it's just that moisturiser. It's not just that moisturiser. I've had this done, and just being, again, real. But
yeah,
I understand the consequences, especially for younger generations, to feel that they need to, you know.
Yeah,
take part.
I think it's, but see, I think it's totally fine with the PRP facial, because at the end of the day, it is a facial.
Where would you draw the line?
My line is, I personally am against promoting anything to do with plastic surgery and fillers and things, because knowing that I have, you know, some audience
of course,
that's young
your audience
girls,
is young.
I know that if when I was growing up and I saw, you know, my like person that I really idolise on Instagram promoting things like that, I would feel pressured that I had to do that as well. I personally, it's a no from me. I always say no to things like that, but it's not to say about the, I have done the skinny vitamins in the past, which back, you know, sometimes you need the money, and if you've tried it and it's, you know, all natural products, then
I think as long as no one's harmed in what I'm doing, then, you know, I'm quite happy to do it. And yeah, I think research is key to do that, but I'd be a hypocrite, like I say, to say no. But
I totally agree.
Instagram, that's Instagram. Instagram is a, you know, it's all socials are a very big part of life now. And I think just showing the polar opposites of how me and you manage our accounts, but yet they're both successful in their own way, shows that people look to influencers for their own, you know, they have their own, they can choose who they follow.
Yeah.
And
definitely,
they can choose who they don't follow. So they've got an element of control over that as well.
Wow, did we just agree on something?
We sure
That's
did.
That's crazy. all right, Ryan. So I know that you watched Love Island last night, and so did I. I'm so excited to talk about this.
This is hot topic.
What do you think of the lineup?
The lineup for me personally is much better than the previous years.
It's got a good crowd, diverse.
Diverse colour. You know, I feel like there's just more in there in the pot, and from the beginning as well, from the instance that you can look at it and think, okay, this is much more unpredictable as well, because I feel like each year it was getting a bit more like, okay, the token, and now it's a little bit more unpredictable.
Have you got a favourite boy and a favourite girl?
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Michael as favourite boy, because we follow
firefighter,
each other.
The firefighter.
And you know what? I feel like even though he got put on the sub bench yesterday, he's a cracking looking lad.
It is what it is,
right? that done it for me. I love that kind of laid back, kind of like, you know, it's chilled. Like,
yeah.
And I think as well, he handled that really well.
Where is the Scottish guy? What was his name?
Oh, Anton.
Yeah,
he did not
handle the rejection well, did he? He could not stand the fact that none of them wanted him. No,
he's so used to what I think he's used to having girls that he thinks falls in his lap. I mean, he's in Scotland, but I think, like, I just don't think that's going to go down well with the others.
He's also mentioned some weird, weird things. His mum shaving
his bum.
His bum. What's that about?
I mean, I was like, what?
Really, really weird. Anyways, shall we go to a song, and then we're going to get Daniel in, and we are going to chat about all things Love Island.
Let's do that. So next song, guys, we've got Bossy Bop Stormzy.
Marky, Like, my brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ayy. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple C's and made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl, like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I star in. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce. Don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in the bar. I know I get it all inclusive.
Right.
Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit,
yeah,
to leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business.
Uh-huh.
Looking in the mirror saying Mikey, you're the illest,
yeah.
When I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but so much rusty, I might open up a rusty shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me wrecking up my brain,
ay, ay.
So tell these little fishes back up off my name,
ay, ay.
I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain, cause the rules are kinda different when you're bad enough the game.
Straight,
badding up the game, bad it up again,
yeah.
Had him up before, I have him up again,
yeah.
Fake brothers, man, your man and more pretend,
yeah.
Pussy by himself, he's battled with his friends. Ah, oh, you man are so insecure, man, it's a joke.
Man, it's a joke.
I need a ball in Dior, cause I'm the goal.
Still the goal.
If you believe in your source, then raise a toast.
Raise a toast.
These are some genius fools, so make the most. Told them, say me some. I need all the homage, could you pay me some? Man, I'm dropping bangers on your baby mums. Girls say I'm rude,
word.
They wanna see me nude,
word.
My name's Stiff Chocolate, I got nothing left to prove. I got holes in my lapel, rubbing shoulders with your girl.
Huh?
Which one of said that I will go to jail?
What?
I guess you have to hold the L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. But we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off.
Hey guys, we're back and we've got our special guest in, our first guest of today, Daniel Loukakis. Welcome, mate.
Hey guys, hey, lovely. Thank you very much for having me. Nice to be here.
Thank you for coming in. So you were on season 2 Love Island.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
How was that for you?
3 years ago.
Yeah, wow, a long time.
Yeah, it was an experience, to say the least. I mean, I get asked that question. A lot of people say, oh, how was it? It was fun. It was cool. It was an experience. There were highs and lows. Positive bits, negative bits.
Yeah.
Coming out was quite crazy because obviously it completely changes your life. You go from nobody knowing who the fuck you are.
Can I ask while you're there, did you take part in any of like the aftercare and stuff like that?
No, I didn't.
And your season was the one where Sophie was on.
Yeah,
and then we've obviously had that tragedy, and now we've had the situation with Mike as well, which is really, really sad.
It really is. I know that from what I've been told this year, they've really, really had to amp up
the aftercare
and the pre-care before going in. And I think that's really important from all of us being on a reality show. It is something that really you need. I think it's something you notice you need after, and you don't realise how much after the
it
show.
It should really be mandatory that after you come off a show, you know, you once a week have to speak with a therapist or a counsellor and just, you know, have a check-in with them so they know how you're doing, because unless it's sort of a thing that you have to do, you're probably not going to do it because you're just in this whirlwind as soon as you come off the show.
You've got all these free, you know, nights out, and you're more worried about going out having a good time.
All the vodka you're given.
it's a bit of a tough one, to be honest, because there's so many angles that you can look at it.
Mm.
You know, you obviously you do, you kind of do a test beforehand. I think they do a full psychosocial test beforehand to see, I don't know, I guess they look for certain indications to make sure that, you know, nothing with regards to you going on a show, it's not going to necessarily affect you hopefully later on. But then it's, you know, how the fuck can you,
how can you,
yeah.
But it's a tough one, and I know when I came out I got a lot of stick from people, you know, as I'm sure everybody does. You get your positives
and negatives. Your negatives,
you take the rough with the smooth. But you know, I can kind of understand. I can understand, obviously I'm not in that frame of mind, but I can understand how it can get, you know, get on top of you and can get the better of you.
Where did you come in and go out, if that's all right me asking? So was you just the starting lineup? So yes. Just in case the listeners haven't watched that season, someone's only tuning in now. So
I mean,
what was your
3 story?
3 years
ago, so it's a long time ago. But I came in at the start, and I was kind of like, they brought out, I can't remember, it was 4 or 5 guys and 5 girls. And then I was the uneven number.
Right.
And I came and I stole... a girl.
Oh, you
someone.
Stole them, did you?
Yes, I watched it.
No, Zara. Zara was somebody I paired up with her later on.
Later on,
Olivia is who.
Oh, yes.
I took off of Javi. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yeah, I remember this. I watched the whole season. I thought it was great.
Can I be honest with you? I still haven't watched the whole season.
What your
the one that you
yeah.
were in?
Yeah, I still haven't watched the whole.
Wow. Really? Not, have you not even got that kind of like that curiosity
no,
to be like, oh,
do you know
wait,
what?
Like,
I just. To be honest, it's very, very complicated. When I went in there, before I went in there, I had a lot of shit going on in my life, and a lot of things I kind of wanted to try and get away from.
It's like an escapism, isn't it?
Yeah, I just desperately had to leave. It wasn't about me trying to find love. It wasn't about... I was just trying to get out of fucking London.
I can relate to that.
I can relate as well. We were in a similar situation.
Do you know what I mean? Somebody turns around and says to you, okay, do you know what? We'll take you and you can go off to...
free holiday.
No phone.
Exactly.
No
phone.
No internet.
No
sign me up.
And I was like,
sunshine.
You know what? Just do it. I just thought, fuck it, let's just go with it. And
but then when you come out, then problems are still there, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing.
So what have you gone on to do after Love Island then? What was like the last sort of 2-3 years like for you?
I've just been working shitloads, if I'm completely honest.
Doing?
Started up a clothing brand. Okay. Been running that for the past couple of years.
Send some my way.
Yeah, it'll be your thing as well. Yeah, it's like it's like athleisure wear, you know, nice...
You look into your gym, I can see. So you've got that kind of gym fit and...
Dude, look, the Love Island pictures.
Oh, stop it.
No, let's be real. The Love Island pictures and all of that is a long time ago. Work
mate, you look well. You look good. You look like you've been working out. So you can tell you
thanks,
keep
mate.
Fit.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Shall I leave you to... shall I just leave then,
Sinking.
No, but... So yeah, I've been running that. That's been going well. And then a couple of other projects that we're working on the side with myself, my business partner. So, just keeping really busy with that. But I haven't really got back into the whole, reality TV, that side, that industry.
Are you watching this season? Did you watch yesterday?
No, I didn't. No.
You didn't?
He didn't even watch the rest of his own season. Of course
he's like, I don't
want to
know
about it.
Can I be real with you, okay?
Please.
Because I haven't really ever been real about the show since I've come off it with anyone. I'd never seen... Love Island before I went on it. I never watched a single episode before I went on it. I didn't even know what the fuck it was, if I'm completely honest with you.
I get that.
So, you know, I just kind of went on, no idea of what the hell was going to happen. I said it was a dating show.
Wait, obviously, one second. You've got an exclusive right there. Keep going.
Okay, so, yeah, I had no idea what it even was. I just knew it was a dating show. So I just thought, okay, what's the worst can happen? I'm going to meet some people, yada, yada, yada. They're going to hopefully match me up with somebody that I'm going to get on with, and it's going to be a piece of piss in the sun, and then I'll just come back, and then I can sort my life out when I come back. Do you know
you
what
had
I mean?
No expectation. You didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
but you're like, it'll
honestly,
be
dude, I'm not going to go into it, but I had a lot of shit going on. So
with the show or
before I went in? Before I went in, just with personal stuff. So I just thought... I just got to get up and go. Whatever happens, happens. And then I did not expect it to be the way that it was. Mm. And for me being the sort of person that was completely clueless, to then also be this little like trump card who's going to steal somebody's girl, it just completely fucked me up, man. I'm not going to lie. It just set me
you
off
were
on
put
the
to
foot.
Work.
Yeah, it set me off on the wrong foot from the start.
Yeah.
And do you know what?
Did you advertise like that? I wanted to ask because you know what it is? I do feel like you go in for your pre-interviews.
Yeah.
And I think some people gas themselves up. Like, to be what the producers want. Yeah, and I'm not saying that you did, but I know that...
So did you have an idea that that's sort of the role that you were going to have to take on the show? Or you were kind of just ambushed with it?
I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, it's hard to kind of have a premeditative idea of who you're going to be or who you're supposed to be when you don't know what the fuck is actually going to happen. Like, I didn't even know...
Well, they say be yourself.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah. I mean, I was myself in interviews, but then I kind of have... I'm going to sound like I've got multi-personality disorder. I haven't got some sort of crazy personality thing, but I have ups and I have lows, do you know what I mean? Some days I have good days
where
I'm full of energy, and some days I'm a lot more chilled. And, yeah, I guess when I was in there, I didn't feel the vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I walk into a room, like, I can feel the vibe here.
The energy.
It's a great vibe, isn't it?
You feel the energy in the studio?
I don't want to, you know, blow our own trumpets or anything, but we have a great vibe going on.
There's a great vibe in this studio.
Good man.
When, I just walked in, I just didn't really feel the vibe. I didn't really click with a lot of people to start off with. Not saying that there's anything wrong with the people. It's just, you know, some people... Yeah. You can put the nicest fucker in the world in a room and... nicest other fucker in the world in the room, and they just won't get on. It's
10 people, the odds that you were all going to get on is you're not.
But I felt like you, when I watched it, I felt like you very much were the gentleman of the show. Like, you were polite with women, and it was quite dog eat dog in that series when it came to like stealing girls think you went in, you know, you were a gentleman about everything,
right?
Kept your head like held high, did the right thing and all of that. But that's my perspective from when I watched
that's
you
very,
on
very kind of you, thank you. I mean that's probably not everybody who watched the perspective. I've had, like, even the other day, it's so funny, I got you know, Nathan Massey. Now he's a really, really cool guy. He obviously won the show with Cara. He posted something yesterday. So this was a picture of me before I went in. I was all shaped up. I was looking good in this picture, right? Obviously now, fuck it. Look, we got the belly, we got the work mode. But in this picture, he just wrote a text, something along the lines of, imagine this guy stealing your girl. And some guy underneath wrote something about my personality. He was like, yeah, but he's got a dead gang personality. So,
idiots.
You know, it basically doesn't mean anything.
Right,
fuck the looks, they're useless. It's about
how they stereotype people.
So he was like, he's basically just got the preconceived idea because of this show that I'm a melt. And I get it, I understand, because I may have acted that way on the show, but
there's more to you.
I was just like, you fucking salad, man. Seriously, like,
I like that. You salad with no Caesar.
What a salad.
Wet
honestly,
lettuce.
Just a bit clueless. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, people just have this preconceived notion that the way you are in a show is the way
you
are in life, and
you only see one side of you,
you don't even see a side of you. You see
what they edit.
You see what they edit, and that takes me on to another
that's
point.
That's a frustration.
I tell you what, wow, I was very frustrated. I did watch a couple of episodes when I came out, and certain things they edited in a very naughty way, man. Like, they may be
that you can get stitched up in these situations.
Yeah, there's one situation I remember specifically, like. From what I've understood or from what people have told me, I came across like I really fancied Zara.
I would agree with that statement.
Like, no disrespect to you, Zara, if you're listening to this, which I can imagine you're probably not. Because, anyway, I did not fancy her at all. Like,
It came across that way.
I didn't. Do you think so?
Because I didn't. I'm saying, did it?
It didn't.
You didn't fancy her.
I didn't fancy her at all, dude.
So, from my perspective, because I watched it, I felt like you did fancy her.
So this is the
that's how it was edited.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I can imagine. I probably, if you're on a game show where you're supposed to date someone and you're kind of sat there, and people are saying, right, you need to couple up with somebody. You need to couple up. You're going to try and force yourself to couple up with someone, right? You're going to try and stay in the game.
The aim of the game is to couple up.
Right. Yeah, because if you're on your ones, you're out, basically.
You're out.
Yeah.
So there were times where I tried to, like, just make it look like, you know, let's just try and get along.
You've got to do what you've got to do to stay. And you want the most airtime. You know, at the end of the day, you're in there for a purpose, and that's to kind of get the most from the experience, as well as find love. What I wanted to ask you is... What do you think? I know you're not watching it, but what's not happening? It's a consistent thing with Love Island, and what's on everybody's lips is, and you might know a bit more about this, Georgie, but what about the plus size contestants? And I don't mean that, but do you see girls that are in a size, you know, plus size on the show?
Well, I think the thing is this season and last season and probably your season, they've put in like a curvy girl. Yeah. Like, I'd say Marlon. Was Marlon on yours?
Yeah, Marlon was on my
show. Yeah, so she probably represented the curvy girl. And then you had Alexandra last year. And then you've got the pharmacist this year. I can't remember what her name is. But they're not plus size by all means. Like, they're curvy girls. Yeah. They're pretty much what I would state as normal size.
Somewhat enhanced as well. I think they've had a lot of kind of work to look curvy as well, rather than just a natural curvy, you know, or big.
Really? No, I size.
Did you say they do a lot of work or have had a lot of work done?
One of the girls on there looks like she's had a little bit of work here.
On her hips.
Her hips look wide.
Did you see, I saw something about Instagram about some girl paid like 15 grand on surgery to get herself on the show.
And she got dismissed from the fourth time that she's gone for it.
That's serious. There
was an article in the Daily Mail and it says, quote, Love Island viewers outraged as plus-sized Anna has a flat tum and perfect curve. So Anna is the girl
meant to be representing the plus-size girl within the villa, but really she's not plus-size at all. This is what I'm saying. She's not plus-size.
It looks more of an enhancement of what she, you know, it just doesn't look like a plus-size, a natural plus-size girl.
Yeah.
And which is, you can't put that a girl in of that caliber and then be like, okay, we've and ticked that box.
And label her that, tick, no need to put anyone else in like that.
Right. But I think it's really hard to draw the line between what you do and who you pick. Do you know what I mean? I get there needs to be an array of different shapes, sizes, ages, but I think it's very hard to please everyone, I think. And at the same time, this is just me coming from me subjectively, my opinion on it. Even though I shouldn't really be saying this, I guess, because a lot of people can misconceive it. But at the end of the day, it's also TV and these guys need to get ratings and they want to try and, do you know what I mean? If they put a girl in there who's really curvy with a really flat tummy, you know, who some guys will be drooling over, better TV for them. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
But I completely get that. It's not really a true depiction of what a woman should look like or does look like. Do you know what I mean?
It's inclusion. But what I wanted to do, Daniel, just to let the listeners know, what season of Love Island was you on, just to confirm in case you want to catch it?
I was on season two.
Season two. Awesome. Right. We would like to play a quick game, if you're down.
Okay.
This is not Love Island related, but it's basically like to get to know you a bit better on maybe like a superficial level.
Okay.
Things you like, things you don't like. So it's basically either or. We are going to ask you whether you would pick either this or that.
It's going to be a quick fire question. So I'm going to ask you.
First thing that comes to mind.
Is it one of those really vague, you ask really vague questions where I'm going to say both?
No, you have to pick one or the other.
Oh, man.
You've got to pick one or the other.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to kick it off.
Yeah.
And we're going to... Right. So, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Introvert or extrovert?
See, I know. This is what I'm saying. It's one of those things.
How would your friends describe you?
Extroverted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Money or happiness?
Happiness, because good choice. Money makes me happy as well. So.
Good man.
It's one or the other.
Okay, happiness. Okay.
You can't buy happiness.
I can obviously choose what makes me happy, right?
Totally. I think happiness, personally.
Sneaky.
We'll go with
happiness. Sneaky.
Okay.
Here's one. This is something that you'd eat. So, peanut M&Ms or regular?
Oh. Let's go regular.
I'll go regular.
I feel like that was the hardest one for you to decide.
That was quite tough because I fancy both peanut and chocolate, but then sometimes I just feel like just the chocolate.
So for me,
what are you saying?
No, it's got to be peanut.
Do you know what? I got a feeling you
say
peanut.
No right or wrong answer, but I love peanut M&Ms.
I'm saying chocolate all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you two. All right, fair play.
Get out, Ryan.
Yes. Oh, God.
You're no longer welcome here.
Okay.
All right, being able to eat whatever you want and not gain weight, or never having to work again and having unlimited money?
I'd say the being able to eat whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah. I actually love working, man. Like I love the hustle. I love working 14, 15-hour days.
Just think, though, if you never had to work again because you had unlimited money, you could go to the gym all the time. It wouldn't be a problem.
You'd be bored, though. What about your mental state?
It's about simulation. Like, for me, I find, because obviously I'm into starting up businesses and growing them and then, like, developing
watching them.
I just find, yeah, you like, I wake up on Monday. I don't know what Monday,
like
Tuesday,
the hustle.
When. Every day is going to be different. Exactly. Yeah. And I might go out and I might meet somebody who's going to help me make more money or help me grow my business or
network.
You
know
what I mean? That's because you love what you're doing.
Yeah, it means that every day, it makes every day more exciting. Whereas if I had all the money in the world and I could just do whatever I wanted, then you would get fucking depressed.
All right, yes. You've talked me round.
Sorry.
Convinced. Food wins. I'm convinced food wins.
Yeah. Okay, vanilla or chocolate?
Now, does this have kind of some kind of like...
There's no sexual kind of... Are you doing some kind of like...
Is this like, do you like black women? Do you like white women? Do you,
it can be sexual if you want it to
be. You can make it how you want it, yeah.
Sure
interpretation, I guess.
I mean, if I'm interpreting it as like, do I like chocolate or do I like vanilla? I like chocolate. If I'm interpreting it as like, do I like black women or white women or whatever, I like... all kind of women.
Oh, vanilla and chocolate. Are you like
vanilla,
a little
chocolate,
like everything?
Caramel, whatever.
Good man.
I don't discriminate.
Okay.
All right, Seth Rogen or Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler. I would have said Sandler. Sorry, is it Sandler? Or that's very
You're
posh.
Right, Sandler. You're right.
Sandler.
Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Whereabouts are you from?
Originally, sorry, but I'm South London
okay,
now.
Okay.
Next one, staying in or going out?
Can I add to it? Am I staying in on my own? Am I staying in with my missus? Am I staying in with my family?
In general, so if you had the chance to go out with your mates,
let's
or
say
stay
on your
in.
Own, on your own, you're on your own. Would you rather have a night in watching Netflix, eating whatever you want, and take away, or would you rather go out
to
and meet
your
friends
own?
Out?
Okay, I'd rather go out, I guess. But right now, if you ask me now, I'd rather stay in. Sorry.
Dependent on the day, then.
Yeah. If
so
you
we're going
me,
we stay in?
If you ask me now, like I'm in a relationship, I love my girlfriend.
Stay in, because she might be listening.
Yeah, I stay in. Baby,
he's staying in. Stayed
in. Baby, he's
I
a good boy.
Every day.
Okay. Indian or Thai food?
I'm not a big fan of Indian food, if I'm honest.
So it's Thai, right?
Yeah.
I had Dishoom the other day. It was fucking beautiful.
What's that?
Dishoom. It's like an Indian restaurant.
Oh, Carnaby Street.
There's one.
Isn't there?
They've dotted around. There's one in Covent Garden, one in Shoreditch, but the one in Covent Garden I went to, massive waiting list, 2 month waiting list.
No way.
Delicious.
Is that the one that
they did? Is it the one that they recently did the Netflix series on? Is it that one, or are you thinking of a different one?
Is that actually about Dishroom, the Indian food place?
Yeah, and there's a really sweet Indian lady who tells a whole story.
Service was amazing.
Wow, see, they're even on Netflix.
I'll have to check that. Yeah, there is a queue outside,
I've
and
heard.
We walked straight to the front because my brother had pre-booked. He's one of them. He's really kind of organised. And yeah, there's a month waiting list. But
you're also
try
pretty famous
Dishroom.
As well, right? So that
What's
kind
that?
Of, so you're also pretty famous as well. So
well,
just,
you know.
Listen, let me in.
Ryan Cleary's here. I don't need to wait in queues. I'll promo for some free food. okay, you've not answered. Indian or Thai?
Okay, let's go Thai.
All right.
Do you know, I like the whole... have you ever been to a place called the Giggling... Well, I don't know. I'm advertising place. It's called the Giggling Squid. They do insane Thais. Like,
if it's good, yeah.
Calamaris and satay. Satay chicken, Thai?
Calamari. Satay chicken.
Satay chicken.
I love that.
Yeah, is that peanut butter stuff?
Yeah, I eat that all day. No problem.
I love that with chicken. You'd never think of peanut butter with chicken, would you, until you have that dish and you're like... That actually tastes...
The bollocks.
Yeah.
It's the fucking rice.
The bollocks.
Sorry, I keep swearing.
You're allowed to fucking swear on here. Don't worry.
I love satay chicken, man.
Yeah, and it's packed with protein. So if any gym heads out there, you get your chicken, your peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And tasty as well. Right, I've got one for you.
Okay.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Good
perfect, because we were going to ask you to leave if you said Android.
I don't get these people that go on about Android. Like, I've tried a Samsung before.
No going back,
they're
is it?
It's so hard to
rubbish.
Use.
They're rubbish.
I don't feel as though it's user-friendly, and then people are so... The Android users are so passionate about what it... Well, it's got a good camera. I'll go and buy a good camera. I use my phone most of the time.
But there's all that stuff about those Huawei phones now having...
Hawaii,
5G. Yeah, of course.
They've been using it to spy on people. So Google have said they're no longer going to let people use Google apps on Huawei phones.
Cancelled.
Huawei.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Huawei.
Is that the one that recently released the full screen phone? It's like, it's the basically like the iPhone X.
I think so. The camera is amazing.
It goes, because this is the thing, it just goes to show again how, sorry, I don't know who I'm talking about, but branding, how important branding is. Like Apple released the iPhone X, it's full screen or whatever, supposedly full screen, but then if you try to watch a film with it, it goes back to the normal screen, right? Like it doesn't show films in full screen. I don't know if you've noticed that.
No, I've never noticed that before.
I've not downloaded any recently, but I think with them kind of phones, it is one of them, like, they sell it on that, you know, the screen's massive. So it's a bit of, does it an injustice, I guess, if you don't get that with the phone. It's a bit like,
because you see the Huawei,
50.
Huawei, I can't remember, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Huawei.
That phone is, you can do full screen, you can watch a film in full screen. But when it came down to the people knowing about it, I didn't even fucking know about it until a taxi driver told me. I was in a cab, I was getting an Uber. And my Uber driver was like,
they're the best combos, mate. Then.
Yeah, you need to try the Huawei, whatever it's called, phone. It's the bollocks. He was like, your phone is an iPhone and your phone can't do this. And then he turned it and showed me. And I was like, shit, you're right. Like, it doesn't have a full screen, even though it says it does.
So
anyway.
Apple needs to catch up on that.
That's
then.
Right. Guys,
100%.
I was thinking, let's go to a song and we're going to have some more chat with Daniel. Lovely. After the song. Next song that I've got coming up for you guys is a favourite of mine, and it's Toast Coffee.
Yeah, blessings we are reap and we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, we see blessings fall by my right hand. But I toast for the friends that take off every load one time. Third form, me say, me try a thing. And you know it formed out to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with chronic say I sing. Yeah, see me all diggy soon, get the higher ring. Like, hello, brother, you say, I had to shout ya. Saw your poster, spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter, pass through your shot. To get ball in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall. So I made to give him the glory, I'm delighted. Jano said my passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited. I'm coming like a boss. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But I toast for the friends, we take off every load one time. Did sit down in a class and we both dead. All he said the road and me go on with the road. Toast. Yeah. Toast. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends that take off every load one time. Did sit down in a class and we both dead. All he said the road and we go on with the road. Toast. Yeah.
Toast. Ryan Cleary and Georgie Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Hey guys, so we're back on air and we've got Daniel Lukakis with us here, if you're just joining, and myself with beautiful Georgie Clark.
Oh, Ryan.
I'm a bit of a charmer, ain't I?
Charmer, such a charmer. So we want to move on to, like, so you're basically just telling us that you're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
How long have you been with her? How did you meet? Let's hear all about your love story.
Okay, so I've been with my girlfriend now for like nearly two and a half years.
Long term.
Wow,
so
that's pretty a
much,
long
yeah,
time.
Pretty much like not too far long after I came out of the show, we sort of hooked up. But it's a funny story, really. We met in a members club. I was in Chelsea, and I don't really go out in Chelsea a lot. But I was there by chance, and she was talking to one of my mates, and my mate was hitting on her at the time. Yeah, it was. Yeah, anyway, he was hitting her at the time, and she introduced, well, I introduced myself to her. My friend introduced me to her, and we spoke for a little bit. And then me now, I know, because she's obviously told me, she was like, oh yeah, I was kind of feeling you a bit when I first met you, but then you went off. So I walked off, and I went to the bathroom. As I went to the bathroom, I met someone, this other girl that I was sort of chatting to before. Anyway, long story short, I went off with this other girl that night.
Player.
Thankfully. No. Thankfully.
I'm joking.
You're single, you're free, why not?
Damn, see? Okay. So my girlfriend, however, didn't go off with my friend, thankfully. Nothing happened with them, because that would have fucked that up.
That, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not that kind of guy.
If my friend's been there,
it's a no-go.
No chance. I can't live with that.
Bro code.
Yeah, 100%. So then we exchanged numbers before I left with this other girl. I saw her on the street, and she was like, well, where are you going? And I was like, I'm going to go and get some dinner with my friends. Da, 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 da. And then she was like, okay, look, take my number. We'll meet up. And I was like, perfect. Yeah, give me your number. I said, I'd love to boy everybody off now and come and spend, you know, the evening with you and or whatever. But I can't just leave my mate. Do you know what I mean? So we ended up, then I text her a couple of times, like a week later. And then we had a quick chat. And then I text her a week after that, and we had a quick chat. But the whole time, she apparently thought that the person texting her was my friend.
Oh no!
So she never really
she blowing
replied.
You off.
She didn't blow me off the first time. She spoke to me the first time, and then I called her
Peak.
After that, like 2 weeks later, and I spoke to her, and she spoke to me, and we had a bit of a laugh. But she still thought I was my friend. So she kind of buoyed me off. And at this stage, I'm like, right, why am I running?
What
after
an
you?
Epic mix-up!
Mad, right? So then the funniest thing is, exactly a year later. I'm sat at home with the same friend of mine, and we're just pissing about, having a laugh. And I don't know what the fuck happened, but I was just like, let me just text that girl that I saw a year ago, see what she's up to. She was a DJ in Ibiza. She's a really cool girl. I thought, do you know what? She seemed fun. Let me just send her a little message. So I sent her a message.
Rekindle.
And we kind of texted for a bit, and she still thought during that period of time that I was my friend. Then I was like, fuck this, let me call her. So I called her. And we started talking. And as we were talking, she was like, wait, can I just get this straight? Who are you? Are you the guy with the dark hair, or are you the guy with the blonde hair? And I was like, I'm the guy with the dark hair. She's like, the dark hair, the guy who's got a bit of a gap between his teeth. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And she was like, okay, cool. So what were we saying?
Now we've cleared and that then, up.
Now that we kind of cleared that up.
Yeah.
And then, dude, I kid you not, we just got on the phone and we just pissed ourselves laughing for like an hour. And I didn't even know this girl.
Good
for
energy.
Like maybe 2 hours on the phone, we pissed ourselves laughing. And I was like, no, we have to go for a drink. And then we went for a drink like a week later. And then, yeah.
Rest is history.
Rest is history, yeah. Been together since.
Well, I'm happy for you, man. Yeah, I think like cool. Going on one of them shows and then to come off, you know, you might have come off without coupling up,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Then to actually have your own successful kind of love story is good.
It's nice. I mean, look, one thing I will say is the show is definitely not a depiction of people's success in that realm. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Oh, yeah,
let's just be honest. Because
yeah.
I know there's a lot of guys that go on there that are probably really good-looking guys. I'm not talking about me, by the way, but just so we say that. But I see a lot of good-looking guys on there, and they come off and they get a lot of stick because they didn't get a girl and I don't think it's a representation.
They all break. Who's together from the last season? Which couples are together? Is my question.
Olivia and Alex are married now.
No, from the last season just gone.
Oh right.
Oh
yeah.
From Love Island last year.
I don't think there's one actually.
There's not any. So that's my point. Really, there's not. Yeah. You know, it's one of them things where you can't expect to go on there, come off and get married. But there has been some success.
There has. Yeah. I mean, Olivia and Alex, to be honest, they're killing it, man. They're great together, and they've always, ever since they've come off, I just feel like any time I've ever met them, they seem really happy together, and you know, so that's genuine. I can see that's really genuine. And Nathan and Cara, obviously, they've had a kid who were on my series. So you know, genuine things do happen, but then you know, you've got to be quite lucky for that to happen.
So with your girlfriend, then what's like the moment that you were like, yeah, she's for me? Was there like one thing in particular that happened?
No, I mean, at the time, I was into going out. I used to hit Printworks quite a lot, and I used to go to all the...
In Manchester?
No, Printworks.
There's one in London.
Printworks,
London.
East
London,
like hit all
it?
The raves, yeah. And she was into that as well, and she was all into the underground raves, because she was a DJ, that's what she did. and she used to DJ out in Ibiza and stuff. So we were kind of like, you know, I just liked the whole the vibe. She was really understanding of, she loved music. She's fucking hilarious, and that's what I love when somebody just doesn't take them serious.
Makes
them
you laugh.
Seriously.
Yeah,
I can't stand all this uptight.
My boyfriend's like, he's so funny. Like, he actually makes me. Like, that's the one thing about him that I really love. Is one of the things, as well as him being attractive, just someone that can make you laugh.
Laugh
is
exactly.
Everything,
dude. That is everything. Like, I wake up every morning, and her and I, like, even this morning we woke up, we were pissing ourselves laughing over some stupid shit. And we've been together for nearly 3 years now, and that still hasn't gone.
It's key, man.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
and
key.
I can't feel myself ever not wanting to laugh with that person. So I know that sounds really cheesy, but that is the most
so
important
nice.
Thing.
No, it resonates. You know what I mean? I get it. No, yeah. Totally.
Well, I'm still single. You're both talking about how in love you are.
We're gonna auction her off.
Shout out to any boys listening who want to slide in my DMs. I'm available this weekend.
Dot Clark. Give him your Instagram, Georgia.
At Georgie.Clark. Let's get some stuff happening in here. Let's get me married.
Yeah, how do we feel about a game? Another game?
Yeah, let's do another game. So this one is called Big Fat Liar.
Okay.
And what you are going to do is tell us three dating fails that have happened to you in the past. Two are going to be true and one is going to be a lie. And myself and Ryan are going to have
gonna
to
guess oh,
which
shit.
One you are fibbing.
Okay, I can judge on this.
So I've got to do two truths and then one can be a lie.
Yeah.
Okay, so do they do something like this on a game show, don't they? I swear there's a game show on TV that do something like this where you have to do two truths and one
lie. You're up.
Thank you.
We're ready.
Okay. Alright, okay, so the first one. Let's see. Okay, so a few years ago, I had my own apartment, and I was living in a really nice 2-bedroom apartment. And I met this girl who I'd known for years. And we hadn't seen each other for like 10 years.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Come to mine, I'll cook some dinner, we'll have a nice time, blah, 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 blah. She comes around mine, and I made some sushi, like homemade sushi. I learned to make sushi, roll sushi, and I tried it out the first time I tried it out there. And when she turned up, it was, you know, really good vibe. I hadn't seen her in that 10 fucking years, right? So it was really cool to see somebody who kind of knew me but didn't know me. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I said to her, look, we're going to have some sushi. I've made some homemade sushi. And she was, oh my God, I've never eaten sushi before. So excited, can't wait, blah, 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 blah. So we sit down. I've got the sushi laid out. I've got a bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pape, right?
Chopsticks. Bit of chopsticks.
Pulling out the big guns, eh?
The Thousand Island sauce, all of that. Kimona. So, candlelit dinner, bottle of wine, sushi's the bottle.
Setting the scene here, look at it.
I'm not going to lie, the sushi was the Rollies. Like, this was the Rolls Royce of sushi. So, we start eating, and of course, I'm eating away. I'm like, this is really nice. I'm like, so what do you enjoy the sushi? Do you like it? And she's like, this is really nice. So, she's loving the sushi. And then as I'm sat there, out of nowhere, she just goes silent.
Awkward.
And I'm like, okay, maybe like, I don't know, it's like just some sort of a thing she does when she eats. She's just gone silent. She went silent for about 10 seconds. And then all of a sudden, I start hearing like a, it almost sounded a little bit like a mouse, like a.
Oh, no.
Right? So I'm like,
oh, fuck. Shit.
She's choking. Oh my God, shit. And I was like, listen, are you choking? Are you choking? And she couldn't say anything. And I'm asking her a stupid fucking question. Like, yeah, I am choking, you idiot. Do you know what I mean?
So then pupils are dilated.
I'm like, fuck, okay, shit. I run to go get water. And I start thinking, okay, what can I do? And it was sticky rice, obviously. So she was, and she hadn't eaten sushi before, so she didn't get that it was sticky rice.
Was your cooking me?
So
what did you do to her?
I'm like, oh fuck! So I go, I run and get water. I give her some water. I tell her to like try and like get some water into the back of her throat so that it can unstick.
Wash it down, yeah.
And then she takes a swig of water and she's still struggling. And we're like 30 seconds in here, right? So she's starting to discolor a little bit. Well,
what?
Starting to turn a
little
bit
pink. You need to get the Miss Doubtfire like that.
Yeah. Heimlich.
So I'm starting to think, fuck, okay, Heimlich maneuver, hit between the shoulder blades.
Oh God.
So I smack her between the shoulder blades.
Oh.
And dude, she threw up all on, not only just coughed out the side, but threw up all over the table.
Wow.
And like, I was like, oh, this is the first time I've seen you in 10 years, first and you've just thrown up all over my
table. I don't know how that could be a lie, to be honest, because that was detailed.
Yeah, that, right. Sorry, that was.
Well, we've got
story
two.
One.
We
need to, okay. Let's do two more.
Okay, the next one.
We'll call story one. Sorry, just to reference story one. Sushi girl.
Sushi girl. Okay, yeah. Sushi girl. The next one. Okay, the next one. Really quick. I was out in Printworks. And I was having a really good night, raving it up, yada, 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 off my face. Met a girl, really, really cool. She was off her nut, gave me a phone number, went for a drink. We went to a restaurant in Soho, having a really nice meal in Soho, but her phone kept fucking going off.
Annoying.
Right? And I'm sat there, and, like, my phone's going off right now, sorry. So I'm sat there, and I'm like, why the hell is this girl's phone going off? I'm going to keep ignoring it. It keeps going off. Anyway, eventually, I'm like, is everything okay? Like, your phone keeps buzzing, and you're just hanging up on it. And I'm thinking, clearly, something's up. Anyway, she's like, yeah, look, I've got my ex-boyfriend and he keeps calling me. I've told him that I'm moving on or whatever. He just keeps on calling me.
Been there.
And I was like, okay, cool, listen, do you know what? Why don't you just pick up the phone? Pick it up. So she picked it up and she told him where she was. And he's like, I'm coming down. And I was like, cool, just tell him to come down. We'll have a conversation. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, just tell him to come down. It's cool. We'll just sort it out. We'll just tell him, look, you're moving on. Back off, cool. So we sat there, and as I'm sat there, like 20 minutes later, one of my friends that I haven't seen from university walks in.
Is the ex.
Right? Well, he walks in, and I'm like, oh, shit, just 2 seconds, bro. I'm just going to go over there and talk to my mum because I haven't seen him in years. And I go up, oh, what's going on? I haven't seen you, bro, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, she sat with her back to the door, and
she
I'm
can't
sat here.
See. Yeah, she can't
so
see
I
what's going on.
And I go shake his hand, and I'm talking to him, and he's like, "Oh, dude, so good to see you. What are you up to? Where are you?" I was like, "I'm just here with a girl. I'm on a date." And he was like, "That girl there." And I was like, "Yeah, bro." And he was like, "Nah,
that's my new team."
He was
man.
Like, "Nah, nah, nah. Are you being serious, dude?" He went mental. He went mental.
Oh, no.
Walked out, bro. I haven't spoken to him since.
Fuming.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So, date two, Soho.
Yeah, Soho.
Friend okay.
Soho.
Date three.
I grew up in Greece. And in Greece, I'm saying a lot. Sorry, guys. We have.
That's about the food, isn't it? Greek food is nice, man. Mm.
Greek food is. Yeah. So I was in Greece. It was summertime. I grew up there. Like I said, I was there till I was about 15. And I met a girl in a bar once again. Had a chat. She said to me she'd just broken up with ex and she felt like shit and she didn't feel good about herself and blah, blah, blah.
You attract these so times.
I was like, I was being really sweet and I got her number and I used to work in a fish restaurant and I had a good relationship with the owner of the fish restaurant and after the guy closed the fish restaurant, I asked if I could just nick a bottle of wine and put it on the table. Anyway, I did like this candlelit table dinner thing when the fish restaurant was closed. Bottle of wine, candles. Went and picked her up from her hotel. I didn't even know this girl. Picked her up, drove her to this place as a surprise, and just gave her like a candlelit bottle of wine dinner under the moon.
Fellas, he's setting the standard here. Look
so,
at this.
Yeah, that was pretty mad as well.
Aww, all right.
Oh, that's romantic.
Nice,
that
lovely.
Is. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go. So then, those are the three stories. Have I made it really obvious which one's the truth and which
well,
one's the lie?
Well, I'm still debating in my head.
Can't believe how number one could be real because that's just crazy. I can understand number two would be real, but number one.
The sushi.
Yeah, number
the
two
sushi.
Was
let's deliberate.
All right. Ryan, what are you thinking?
So.
Okay, but can we? If you get it wrong, you have to do something like a dare.
Oh, you okay? All right,
yeah.
You're changing this.
Whoever gets it right gets away.
Me
with
and
it.
Ryan thought
okay.
that we got away without
gotta,
doing
like, sing
something
a song
like this.
Or something.
Don't make me sing on air. Everyone will tune out. Honestly, this is it won't be good. I've got to win this one then.
I honestly think that the two truths was
drum roll. Where's the?
Do we have a drum roll?
Drum roll.
We don't have a drum roll, but we know what we can do.
Okay. I like that.
That's a truth, right?
I like that.
Okay.
So, I believe, personally... Do you want to discuss them, or do you want to go with... Do you have your own...
No, go with which one you think is the lie.
Okay, so the lie for me...
You picked yours as well, right?
The lie for me is number one.
Okay.
All right, the lie...
What, justification?
Yeah.
I feel that if she was choking...
It was pretty detailed.
it was very detailed. That could go either way. Exactly. It could be that you actually experienced it or you were really trying to convince me.
Okay. Okay.
So
I like it.
Mind, I'm going with number one is Your Lie, and okay, the other two at the, you know, where you've been in Greece at the Fishmongers, and number two in Soho,
okay,
were correct.
Okay.
Okay. I have to say my gut's telling me number three is a lie.
Ooh. Okay. Number three was the...
In Greece with the
fish.
In
Greece, okay, okay.
Oh God,
and the wine.
That don't look good for me, does it?
Exactly, like, there we go.
I'm just giving it away, okay. Okay, so do I announce it? Do you want to know what was the truth?
Who's the winner?
Okay, so neither of you have won.
Number two was the lie.
Yeah. The sushi, oh, sushi man. Really happened. Dude, that was some scary shit. I thought
I
was
going to
have a dead... person on my hands, just met her the first time in 10 years, and boom.
How did you explain that? Oh, I made a sushi and she choked on my sushi.
I don't like, do you know, I was bricking it, but thankfully, yeah, she just threw up all over my table. And that was
there
cool.
a second date on the cards after sushi disaster?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie, I was so sweet about it. But then she was really sweet about my cooking as well. So, like, I was, because she got really embarrassed. She's like, oh my God, I've thrown up on your table.
Oh, bless her.
Sushi's not easy to make. Yeah. It's hard to eat.
What
never mind.
Right? Did you turn around and say, what a waste? I put hours into this.
Nah,
rolling.
On there.
She got really embarrassed. But, like, to be honest, I just thought it was minor. Come on, like.
Yeah.
You're alive. That's a good thing.
Right.
And I don't
be
have
grateful.
To, like. Yeah,
you had my sushi
exactly.
and you're living after it. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow, we both got it wrong.
Oh, man.
But number three was true as well. Yeah, number three was. I was quite young at the time and I just felt like doing something nice for someone.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was quite sweet, yeah.
So you had a friend at the Fishmongers, you're like, look, I'm going to bring some chicks here. Like,
is that what you did with all the girls one every weekend? Bring them in?
Nah. This was just a one off. I was just being real nice, to be honest. I don't know what came over me. Because when I think about it now, it makes no sense. I didn't even get any that night, man.
Oh, man.
Wow. Can you imagine pulling out the stops like that?
The only fish you was
fish restaurant. We had the whole fish restaurant to ourselves at the candlelit dinner. We had the moon, the sea.
In Greece.
You had it all going. It was all good.
Random You're guy pick you up on the back of a motorbike, broom across. Come on, man.
You're picking some ungrateful girls, you are.
Something, please. Help me out.
Oh, man. Well, look at us. At least, our judgment wasn't very good with that one, was it, Georgia?
No. Well, we've both lost. At least none of us have to do...
No. Hold on. That means both of you have to do something.
We've got...
Come on, get it out. Please,
okay, one, you got to do... You got to say something embarrassing. I want to hear something embarrassing.
Okay, mine was just embarrassing just now, and I would say I'd literally just come to... You know when you come on the tube at Caledonian Road?
Yeah.
There's a in and an out way, and the woman's... There's only one other woman in the lift. So it comes up, and I'm going to walk out of the door that's shut because the people that come in come from the other side.
Shit.
And I'm literally walking and waiting, and she's already walked out. The other woman, I turn around, and it's literally behind me. I get out, but I have my headphones on.
Oh,
so I was
okay,
like,
oh. okay.
But she was
okay,
looking
okay.
at me, the woman, like, it's blatantly this way. Like, I just looked like an idiot, to be fair.
All right, I'll quickly say an embarrassing story, and then we will wrap this up with Daniel. My embarrassing story, let's think. I've got a lot of bad dating disasters. One, which really stood out that I'm still not over, was I was dating a guy and we had a row. We were sort of about, I want to say like 8 dates in. We had a row when we were at his because he
you
was just
row
being
at 8
horrible.
Dates in?
Yeah, he was being horrible to me.
Right.
Ryan.
Where's honeymoon period?
Ryan, you can confirm that I have bad choice in men.
Oh yeah,
so
I've heard
a lot.
This
guy was being nasty. Really? So me being me, I was being mouthy, giving it back, all of this. And I'd had a couple of wines.
Okay.
Not
okay,
good.
Okay.
Anyways, I was wearing these new little sandals from Zara. And I basically said to him, don't ever speak to me again. And as I went to walk out the door, I tripped up on my sandal and fell on my face. And then he said to me, are you okay? And I was like, get off me. And he goes, oh, message me when you get home. Are you okay? I literally was all, and I called you on the way back, didn't I? I remember calling you going, I said I was trying to be effective and tell him to leave me alone. And then I tripped up on my new sandals on the way out. And I actually saw him last weekend and he was laughing at me and it was definitely about that.
You thought you was hot to trot and you're like, actually.
I was being all dramatic.
Was that your place or his place?
It was his place. It was his place.
Peak.
Damn.
Not great. But yeah, anyway, thank you so much for coming on
My
today.
Pleasure.
It's been amazing chatting with you, getting to know you.
Great guy. And I wish you the best of luck with your end of wires that you've got coming up.
Thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Thanks for having me on, right?
We want to shout you out, guys, as your social. So if people want to...
Yeah, if anybody wants to follow me, I don't know why you would because I'm pretty boring. But Daniel Loukakis is my Instagram and also my Twitter. Just literally DanielLoukakis.
Follow, guys.
What a legend. Thanks so much for coming on, mate.
Thank you.
Genuinely top guy. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
All right, should we play another song, Ryan?
Let's do it.
What is up next?
So the next one is You Know What's Up by Donnell Jones.
Oh, one of my favourites, this one.
Tell me what's up, big in you.
Okay, so we are back. How nice was Daniel? Such a great guy.
Good guy. Proper fun chat. He had some good chat as
he
well,
had
didn't
some great stories as well. Really, really great stories. So next thing we are going to be chatting about, guys, because there's a little bit of controversy around this, is, again, another story about Love Island with Anna. She was wearing makeup, and then obviously there's been a scene where she's not been wearing makeup, and like socials have kicked off about it, said all these things, you know, should she be under pressure to wear makeup, or, you know, should she be allowed to just be natural on the show? Like, what's your opinion on it, Ryan?
I think girls really do, a lot of girls do feel more comfortable with makeup on. Does that mean that they should have to wear makeup? No. I do feel that they're under pressure, because a lot of the time, like, again, back to Instagram and even television in general, even as a guy, you'll get powdered up. You'll get given something to kind of...
TV ready.
So it's a TV standard. Mm. Should it be an issue if you don't? I don't think so. Personally, I don't think it should be at all.
I think she looked nicer without makeup on, personally.
A lot of girls that don't wear makeup, I feel, look more attractive, but it's in their own head.
Mm, how they feel about themselves, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're on TV and on television and you naturally want to look your best, whether that's from lighting or, you know, wearing makeup, that does help with that.
Yeah.
So I do think it's down to the individual personally, but should it be something that you have to do? I don't believe so myself.
No, I agree. I mean, I've really toned it down in the last year. Like, when you first met me, my God, I used to wear so much makeup. Like, I look back and I think I looked so fake. I didn't even really look like me.
I agree. I think you look better with a natural. And I think that's something that a lot of girls have to ease into, I guess.
Yeah, I think you embrace it. The more sort of TV work and on-screen and camera work you do, you just get used to seeing your face at completely different angles. And you get to a point where it doesn't really become as much of a big deal.
I think you become more comfortable once you've seen yourself on television, and you kind of, you know, you can, even on Instagram, people put filters on this, that, and I think you just ease into being yourself. And then for guys, especially, some guys wear makeup, but for guys, it's like you don't have that option as much. So for a male perspective, it's kind of like we're used to, if we've got a spot, there's the chances that we can cover it are very minimal, or, you know, so it's kind of, for us, we're kind of used to it. But for women, I think there's a lot more pressure, and I think that they try to kind of perform to that pressure.
It's crazy the difference, though, because like with Love Island and our show Survival of the Fittest, we were just doing so many challenges that none of us looked good at any point.
Oh, we was in a sweatbox. We was in the middle of South Africa running about. The girls had mud. They were looking like G.I. Jane and had like mud. And
I had mud in my hair, mud on my face, cuts and bruises. Like, I don't think I really bothered to wear makeup much of the time.
Well, I don't think you could, because literally...
There wasn't time. We were doing challenges.
Well, the funniest one was Maz. Remember Maz?
Yeah.
Of our show? She loved her weave and makeup, and she had to be diving face first in all this mud. And the girls really were like, after that first challenge, they learned. They were like,
there's no point. There is no point doing a full face of makeup
that ain't gonna
when
work.
It's going to be ruined.
It was one of these, wasn't it?
It is what it is.
Literally, the new saying of Love Island 2019.
How do you feel? I thought that was, you know what? I think Michael used it first, and I think it was a really kind of... It's a saying that I've used, and I think it's cool because it is literally what you say, and it's when you're put in a situation where you've got no control over it. It's like
no point in kicking up a hissy fit about it,
because
there's nothing you can do about it. It literally is what it is.
Yeah, none of these girls like me.
Wasn't it Sharif who's now gone on? It is what it is. It is what it is. He's taken one thing Michael said.
I'm a fan. You know what? I'm really big fan of Sharif and Michael so far. Like, I feel like they're... You know, they dealt with the rejection side of things in somewhat really well. And I think they handled it. And it's not always easy to be that one person that, you know, the girl leaves you for. You start to think, oh, God, like, why do they not like me? And a lot of...
It is savage, isn't it? You know, that first episode where they
have
to step forward and then they can steal the girl if they want to steal the girl. It's so bad for your ego, isn't it?
This is it. And I think you always kind of, you put yourself in a position where, you know, you want to big yourself up towards the producers and just in the show in general, and show that you've got self-confidence, but then they'll smash that self-confidence and make you feel like, no, actually, go and take a seat over there. None of these girls like you.
Yeah, because I'd say Michael, in my eyes, was probably one of the best looking on the show, and he ended up benched.
this was, well, this, yeah, Michael, I thought, was a really attractive, I said this yesterday, I thought Michael's a very attractive guy. The fact that none of them wanted to couple up with him was kind of, you know, I thought that was odd, really odd. But I guess as well, I think that as what they were trying to do with Michael is show there's more to him, because there's that stereotype that all the girls seem to think, oh, he's a bad boy. But he seems like a lovely guy. He's got a lot going for him. He's a fireman. You know, he's got a biomedical degree.
Yeah, he's smart for sure.
So it's quite deceiving.
I literally can't believe he got benched. But anyway, speaking of benched, one of my favourite topics to chat about is, obviously, you've heard a lot of me on the other end of this, Ryan, on the phone, is benching, ghosting and breadcrumbing.
Oh, you are very passionate about this, aren't you?
Love researching about this stuff. So as you know, as everybody knows, I'm still single. So I have experienced all of these types of dating.
What's breadcrumbing?
And it is horrible. So breadcrumbing is like the latest thing that guys do, where they basically like give you little breadcrumbs at a time to keep you interested and make sure that you're still hanging on by a thread, so that you don't get disinterested and find someone else, basically.
Damn.
And it's like the tiniest things, from watching your stories or liking your pictures or sending you a little DM, but then they're not really giving you the proper time that you deserve.
It's like
one night a week or something. So breadcrumbing is
the bare minimum.
The bare minimum, but just enough so that you keep hanging on and you don't find someone else.
I think that's a clever way of them not wanting to commit, but still get the honey,
best,
you know,
of
the
both
honey
worlds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you never been breadcrumbed before, or have you been the breadcrumber?
No, because I think if I like someone personally...
You're all or nothing, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Like, I'm not someone that's going to play that kind of game, but that doesn't mean... Yeah, a lot of guys do that, I think.
It's totally a thing these days. It really is. Also, benching. My God, benching.
Talk about benching.
Me. I've been benched. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I have benched before as well. I've re-benched someone who's benched me before.
All right, so what is a bench?
Benching is when you are dating someone or you're sort of chatting with someone and it's early days, and then all of a sudden they just go dead because they put you on the bench, and then they sub someone else in and they're dating them and they're chatting with them, and then they might switch you and bench the other
girl
and bring you back in.
I feel like because now there's so many dating apps and it's so easy to just swipe
left,
swipe
options.
Right. Your options are just like you're in a shop and it's like, I've got her, but I might want her. Or I've got him and I might want him. You know, there's so many accessible.
Yeah, problem with girls is that they'll hang on. They'll sit on that bench and wait to be picked again.
More fool them. No, I know it sounds lame, but
I know.
I think that's something that the girls... Oh, guys.
Because they're all sat there. This is why people need to be aware about the situation that they are being benched. Because if you don't know, you're literally sat there questioning, what did I do wrong? Like, what happened?
You look at yourself, yeah.
Yeah, why has he gone and done this? Is something going on with work? And little do you know, he's benched you and brought another girl in to be main player.
Yeah, but this is why you've got me. Because when you tell me these stories, I'm like, no.
Thank God I've got you to tell me. Often if I start dating someone, I will send Ryan their profile and say, can you just give them the once over?
Oh, yeah, standard. I think from my point of view, if someone's messing you around, you can kind of see, you definitely can see when a guy's giving you the run around.
But also, so finally on this topic is ghosting. I think we've all had ghosting happen to us. Have you been ghosted, Ryan?
Have I been ghosted?
Don't tell me you've not been ghosted. Everyone's been ghosted at some point.
Yeah, I have, yeah. But I don't know if it's a catfish or not.
So you're saying it could
in
could
the past,
not have been a real
it might
person?
Have not been a real person. I'd never met the person, but yeah, I got ghosted.
Have you ever ghosted?
Have I ever got? Yeah, 100%.
Shameful.
Yeah,
do you know what? That everyone's done it. I think it sounds so savage, but it is easier. Say you've gone on like a date with someone. You're one date in, and like you might sort of let them down gently, and they're not having any of it.
You know what I've got for this?
What?
An amazing song that's going to go right into it. So imagine
what's
now.
What's the song?
I'm going to play you guys Trip by LMA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
in the feels.
This goes really, really well and gets you in the feels and actually goes with what you're saying, all right?
Feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where I be. 'Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling. You keep giving, you keep on getting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Trippin' on you,
trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you,
trippin' on you.
But you know I'm cool when I ain't waiting. But I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. Just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling. You keep giving, you keep on getting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Trippin' on you,
trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you,
trippin' on you.
That is some kind of love, baby. Drip, drip. That is the type of love, baby.
Trip, trip,
trippin' on you. It's big enough, baby.
Drip, drip.
It's big enough, got me.
Trip, trip,
trippin' on you. I'm done trippin', I'm trip, trippin'. I've been sippin', that's how I control this feeling. Keep giving, you keep on getting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Tripping on you.
My bad, my bad, boy, tripping on you.
So hello to our lovely guests. We have Tallulah and Kenny here.
Hey, so guys. Lovely to be here. How are you guys?
We are great. We're having a great time, aren't we, Ryan?
It's been fun. It's about to get even better.
Yeah, know, we're excited right? to have you guys.
Best
the entertainment is here. So, Tallulah, let's start with you. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you, your career.
Oh. So yeah, I'm Tallulah Eve. I was the first trans woman on Britain's Next Top Model. Then I went on to do Cosmopolitan, Teen Vogue,
wow.
Elle magazine, had my own fashion range. I did it all, you know. And now I'm just like venturing into acting and going away from the modelling side of things because I'm getting older now. Yeah, I'm not a fresh face forever.
But you don't look it.
Still beautiful though.
So yeah, you know, I've been in LA for like the past month or so. Just like castings, meetings, trying to break it out there.
Amazing.
Love
sounds
your hair,
like it's
by the
all
way.
Going well.
Thank
yeah,
you.
The blue hair, absolutely rocking.
Thank
it.
Thank you. I got called a smurf and then I got called, yeah.
If you're a smurf, you're the sexiest smurf I've ever seen.
I got called a smurf and then someone called me Forrest Gump the other day. I was like,
no, that's true. No.
You have not lied. And Kenny, introduce yourself. Let's hear a little bit about you.
Cool. So I'm a trans activist. I was kind of known from doing a campaign around periods. So that's when my career kicked off last year. Since then, I don't even know, done a lot of campaigns. Last campaign that I did was for Harry's. That was in America, which was in collaboration with Walmart, which that was wicked. That was sick. So that went viral as well. Other than that, I've done stuff for Vogue, Channel 4 a couple of times, BBC, so...
You've yeah, got impressive CVs.
Yeah. You're putting Ryan and myself to shame, aren't Right, we've got to pick it up a bit, honestly.
We've got to pick up our level.
We need some
right
Vogue deals.
We've got
to catch up. Some contracts you know I
mean? Over the States. You guys are killing it, though.
And so, Kenny, your campaign, the one that you were talking about periods, because that's what... That went viral, didn't it?
Yeah.
Can you like explain a bit more about like why that went viral, why it was such a big deal?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. I remember, so my modeling agency contacted me and was like, the company, his name was Pink Parcel, and they were like, right, we want a guy, a trans guy, to basically represent that not only people that identify as female have periods. But I didn't get that at first. I was like, why are they asking me to represent periods? Like, it didn't click. But after speaking to the brand, I was like, yeah, do you know what? It sounds like a good idea. I get it. I like the idea behind it. And then next thing I know, it was just like consistent. Just like how much press and everything had come through. I didn't expect it. I thought it'd be a little campaign, it'll brush under the cover, and no, it was anything but that. It went, it had like 200 pieces of press, 19 national wide press releases, and just like so many contacts. It was crazy. Like, I just went from being like little old Kenny one day to like everyone being like, oh, that's the guy that did the period campaign. But well,
good for you, though.
Yeah, I think it's all in, you know, it sends a very good message, and you're taking part in a movement that is educating people. And I think that's really important to do and to use your platform, you know, in a way that you can help others. And from what you're saying, that's exactly what you've done.
That's what happened. Like, afterwards, I started to notice that. Because obviously after that event, I got invited to like a lot of like period related things, and all the language and terminology that they started to use was they. They stopped using she so much, and like even like I got featured in a couple of books, which is really cool. So it was just nice to see like the world kind of change, because I knew what it was before that, obviously pre-transition. So it was one of those things that I thought, do you know, I've done the right thing here.
And have you had a lot of people from doing that campaign reach out to you who have gone through this a similar sort of journey as you have, say to you, you know, like, oh, you really inspired me, or like, thanks for doing that. Like, have you had a lot of interactions from it?
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, mostly like trans guys, obviously, just being like, you know what? I was so ashamed of that being a thing, but now I just feel a bit more comfortable because you've kind of broken the ice, and not everything is related to now female. And yeah, no, people was like, a lot, do you know as well, like a lot of like mums that have trans kids as well, being like, you've made it so much easier for my son. So that for me just meant, that made the world.
That's
like, that
amazing.
Made the world.
And I've got to say, I feel I met Kenny first, and it was at an event, wasn't it? For, do you remember
what was that? Amazon?
At Amazon.
Amazon, yeah.
And that was regarding, it was a transgender story of someone that had basically gone through all of that. And Amazon was. Kind of advertising, if you
they
like.
They did the voice.
They
voice
the
of
voice.
Trans for the day, where it was just a trans guy took over the voice of Alexa to be Alex.
In each home.
Yeah.
And explain Alex's story.
It's good.
And it was really good because Kenny really helped and told me, you know, his journey and everything.
And you were surprised. You were like, what?
Yeah, I was, but it was really, really educational for me. And it was really lovely to kind of, you know, speak to you firsthand and for you to kind of, you know, tell me and share that with me. So thanks for doing that.
Of course.
Is Alexa trans?
Is what
Alexa trans?
I was like,
So Alexa,
I think that's what
trans.
The event was about, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about basically, because obviously, like, voice of Alexa, Amazon's voice is Alexa, but they wanted to do for Trans Day of Visibility, they wanted Alexa to be Alex, just to boost visibility. But it was a cool campaign. I was just like, this is crazy. Because you literally asked, what was it, Alex turned into Alexa? And then for the day, you would hear Alex's voice rather than Alexa.
Okay.
So it was a pretty cool campaign.
It's so cool.
That was me thinking the robot was trans.
And what about you, Tallulah? Did you have like a similar kind of experience with going on Britain's Next Top Model?
Yeah, well, obviously, like, I was the first in this country to do that.
Wow.
So it was, like, such a big thing. And it was a lot of pressure on me. I was pre-op at the time, so I had a, you know... And so...
You can say...
Yeah,
you can just say...
There's no censors, there's no chance.
You won't know. So obviously, it was difficult on the show. I had a penis at the time. I was constantly trying to, like, cover the you-know-what when I was wearing tight clothes. So it was difficult, but... there's such a huge responsibility to represent And I think I did that good. You know, I was a bit of a diva on the show, but, you know, it comes in the nature of the show. But afterwards, it opened up so many doors for me. I did so many amazing things and, yeah, raised awareness for the transgender community.
That's amazing.
That must have been so difficult, you know.
It was so difficult.
I can't imagine. Being especially, like, pre-op.
Yeah, being scrutinised every week on the panel, like, oh, you don't look like this, you don't look like that, when you've already got your body insecurities from being trans, you know what I mean?
And were they like, so was the judges on the show, how were they with you? Did you find that they were kind of, was they kind of like that? Did they comment on things that you didn't want them to or make you feel uncomfortable?
Because I was kind of like in the earth, because this is like 2-3 years ago now. It's been a while since Top Model for me. And at the time, I was still kind of like, emphasizing my femininity, trying to kind of compensate everything with makeup, girly clothes, and being overly sexual. So on the show, I was just kind of like Fern McCann labeled me as a porn star on the show because she was a guest judge 1 week.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Wow. And so I just got scrutinized like heavily, but you know, I got the most airtime.
That's what matters at the end of the day, isn't it?
And that show lost 66,000 viewers when I left, so.
Wow, you've got the stats ready. I love
it. Yeah.
So both your journeys, you both had journeys, and did you find that by what you've done now, like, it has helped? Do people reach out to you also, Tallulah, in the way that they'll say, you know, what you've done has helped me?
For sure. Like, before I did Top Model, I did a documentary of Reggie Yates, which is now on Netflix. So it was called Extreme UK. And that was, like, the big one for me. Like, so many people from overseas, in America, in Russia, were messaging me, like, oh, you've helped my son, my daughter, like, you're... And, yeah, I got a lot of recognition, a lot of appreciation and admiration from that.
Does that make up for, like, the negatives of it and, you know, having all of that positive feedback? Because there must be, like you said, you know, backlash and things like that where you just feel like, my God, you know, you're trying to do something great here and maybe not everybody recognises it. So does that, those comments and things, they sort of make you realise, yeah, I am doing the right thing and, like, I am an activist and... and representing, which is what's most important.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realise how controversial being trans was until I did, like, shows like Reggie Yates and Top Model and that kind of thing, and seeing the responses on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and everyone's just like, oh my God, you're going to hell, you're a sin. I've had it all,
I've
you know.
I've had that too many times.
I've been attacked, I've been dragged out of cars. I was in a car with, you know, Tia from
I've
your show.
I saw this clip. This video was awful.
Yeah, so me and my girl Tia, we were in a car, and I was basically kind of not hooking up, but like, this guy really likes me, and he was a straight guy, obviously, and he didn't know I was trans, and I had no intention of telling him. I know that's kind of controversial, but I'm a woman with a vagina. I don't need to tell people my story every time I meet them. And so I was in the car with him, and he was in the back, and then these black guys pulled up behind us and, like, started squirting loads of shit at me and Tia in the car, telling us to get out, telling us that we're a sin, we're going to hell. It was just crazy.
And it was all caught on CCTV as well. Like, I saw the video. It was terrifying. What were they squirting at you? Because imagine if that was something really bad, or it was at the car, was it?
Yeah, no, it was in the car. We were kind of like trying to lock ourselves in the car. So that
I saw the
safe.
Panic on you, and you would panic because the way that the aggression that you could see the aggression from the clip, and it was like I was watching, and all I could do was feel for you because it's like I'm watching and thinking if you're on the inside of that car, what's going through your mind? And they're beating the car.
I thought it was, you know what, I don't even want to say it, but in the universe, but I thought it was, you know what, that they were squirting on us.
Oh yeah.
So I was just like, so I put up my blazer and my jacket over my head and quickly just ran out of the car. But yeah, that's not the first time that I've experienced
that's
things
awful.
Like that.
And it's Pride Month right now, and I think it's really important to share the good and the bad of what you go through, because we all, you know, speaking from an LGBTQ perspective, have, you know, the good and the bad that shouldn't be there. The bad comes up, and the stories that people get. I had someone call me a Batty Man the other day.
Yeah, I've seen that. That was on your Instagram, didn't you?
I was fuming. So imagine having someone to be doing that to you and booting your car and your belongings. It's awful.
Yeah.
How is everyone celebrating Pride Month?
Well, I want to go back to LA.
Living her best life in LA.
I love it. And, like, everyone's just so much more, like, open and accepting out there. Yeah. Like, no, nobody really cares if you're trans or not. Whereas over here, it's kind of like, you've got to tell him. You've got to tell him you're trans. It's like, why? Whereas in LA, everyone's just like, okay, yeah, what if you're still beautiful?
Culture there is completely different, that's why.
Yeah, it really
land
is.
Land of the free. I, honestly, every time my boyfriend's American, and I do see a cultural... There is a cultural difference. Oh, hey! High five. Let's have a high five for that.
Right, he's not... You know, we're just taking it easy, taking it at the minute. I wouldn't say he's officially my boyfriend, but I met him when I was out there.
In LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. How exciting.
Yeah. Right.
So you're going to be celebrating Pride, and... Kenny, have you got any plans for us?
Of course.
He's like, I've got an itinerary. Come on.
I'm going to go to America. I'm trying to go to Dallas Pride, actually. That's like, what, next week? Dallas
Pride. Isn't Dallas quite ghetto?
It is to some extent. But you know, I've never been to that Pride.
A trans girl just got killed in Dallas, no?
Yeah.
Malaysia. Yeah.
Have you got any crazy Pride stories? So when you've been at Pride, is there anything that you've like been, whoa, you know, anything that might have happened?
Anything you've seen? I've heard it gets pretty.
I could tell you my first one, but I think that's a bit too much.
Nothing's ever too much.
It's never too much.
No, I think it is. basically, it involves like public, and then maybe, you know.
Come on.
No.
It wasn't PJ,
but
yeah, no.
But anyway, yeah, it's quite explicit. Definitely not PJ.
What about you, Kenny?
No, I think the craziest Pride I probably had was when I was like 16. It was the first Pride I officially went to. And I was quite comfortable with myself at this point. So I was like, right, I'm going to see how many girls' numbers I can get throughout the day. And my cousin looked at me and was like, how are you even doing this? Like, I had like 25 numbers in my phone by the time I had left the club.
It was a good night.
It was a good
big
night.
Big pimping.
Listen, I was living my best life. I didn't call nobody the next day, boy. I didn't remember anybody.
You didn't remember anybody?
I didn't remember anybody. I was so mash up.
Was this before the day? You know what? That's how I used to be when I was single. Like, before the days of WhatsApp, you'd get a number, but now
you don't save the name.
No. And then I would look at their picture and be like, don't even remember
seeing last year, me and Tia went to Pride in Birmingham, and
Birmingham's good.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? Good. And I got with this guy. Oh god, this is so embarrassing.
Come on.
You started it now.
No. But anyway, so I got with this guy. I went back to his hotel, and then in the morning I woke up and the whole bed was wet. I'd wet the bed. And he was literally covered in my pins.
That is hilarious.
And I was like, oh my god.
Was this intentional or was it?
So I was like, do I just like run it off, or do I like what do I do? And he woke up in that moment. I was like, oh babe, I think you've had an accident.
Place the blame on him.
And he was like, more like, you've had that accident. I was like, yeah, no.
Hilarious. Right.
So embarrassing.
All right, guys, we're gonna cut to a song here, and we'll be back with a fun little game after this. So get yourselves ready and get your game faces on.
Oh, a game. I love games. Shit at games, but I love them.
All right, so now, guys, we're gonna play Cardi B, Press.
Coming real bitch in the flesh. Who the fuck she gon' check? She be talking that shit, talking out of her neck. Put blood on her dress. Bitches be mad when they see Cardi step in the spot. Said that you bought it, we know that you're not. I'ma pull up on bitches as soon as I drop. Bought a new car and I'm like a yacht. Big bitches in my business, they tryna plot. Hoes poppin' shit like they hot, but they not. Just spread at the wrist, the panic, the watch. Niggas be flexin', we know what you got. Cardi the hack at the game in the knot. Fuckin' your nigga, I got him on lock. Just go bang, bang like I'm chopping them chops. BDS chain, I'm in love with the rocks. You say you gon' take it, but you got me chopped. They throwin' shit cause they see me on top. To that bitch super love, I'ma send you the drop. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch. Pop up, guess who, bitch. Ding dong. Must be that
that whip that I ordered. And a new crib for my daughter. You know a bad bitch gon' spoil her got one in New York, need one in Georgia. New Venom truck is a quarter. My money still long like weed. Pussy still wet like Florida. Everyone drop on the floor. She was talking, but not anymore. Next to your face, I can tour. You shop like a strip from the York. Done with the talking, I'm up in the violence. Ask anybody, they know I'm about it. Hashtag whip that whole ass. Fuck around, we gon' start a new challenge. I come in this bitch and I'm strapped up and ready. Right on that dick like I'm Cardi Andretti. Fuck at your crib, we don't go to no telly. I sit on his face whenever I'm ready. Woo! Bitch, I'm a freak like Greek. Got the biggest house on my street. Oh, you little hoes look cheap. They sucking on my dick with no teeth. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch? Pop up, guess who, bitch?
Ryan Cleary and Georgie Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Okay, guys, so we're going to be playing the game You Laugh, You Lose. So what we have got is basically the cringiest dad jokes you can ever think of. Okay. And you are going to shoot fire them at each other, and whoever laughs first...
You've got a forfeit.
You've got a forfeit, which we're going to tell you about.
Okay. We'll tell you about when you lose.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it when you lose.
I'm so smiling already. I know I'm going to lose.
We think there might be about three rounds of this, so whoever loses has got to do the forfeit.
But I wonder what the forfeit is, though.
No, you'll hear about it later. This is why you've got to not laugh, okay?
Okay.
So, right. Kenny, we'll start with you.
Okay. Oh, my God. What does a martial arts expert drink?
What does a martial arts expert drink?
No, you just got...
Just go with it.
Yeah,
okay,
you just
cool.
got to read the joke.
Just read it, and you got to read it. Karate.
What? That's what he drinks?
Apparently so.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, so why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Because it'd be bigger than a fart. No, because it'd be a fart. Oh, no.
How can you love it?
No, I love to have awkwardness, though.
Was that a laugh I just got from you?
No, it was just awkwardness.
One nil.
Okay,
one
Kenny wins one. Right,
one
come on, guys.
Kenny.
Pick it up.
Come
let's
on.
Do it. Right. Let's do it fast rounds.
Why do chicken coops have two doors? Because if they had four doors, there'd be chickens.
There'd be what?
Come on.
There'd be what?
No.
No, this is terrible. All right.
Tallulah wins a point.
Yeah, I win a point.
You might have to play a few rounds.
What's the best time to go to the dentist? 2:30. Oh, I like that one. That's a good one, you know.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, Kenny.
This is so bad.
Go on, next
one.
One.
Come on.
Mom, keep them going.
Okay, wait. Why did Cinderella get kicked off the soccer team? Because she kept running from the ball.
Why does Piglet smell? Because he plays with poo.
Why do ghosts love elevators? Because they lift their spirits.
Why did Mozart kill all his chickens? Because when he asked them who was the best composer, they all said, batch, batch, batch. I really don't get that.
I didn't get that. What sound does a nut make when it sneezes? Cashew.
What's a ninja's favourite type of shoe? Sneakers.
What's that? I don't get that one either.
I really don't get
Stop
that.
Laughing, I swear.
Is it bad that I find these more funny than like you guys?
You
I'm
should be doing
like
the forfeit.
I'm finding it hilarious.
I think we should switch to Ryan should do the forfeit.
No, come on guys, we're okay. on the last round. Okay. It's All right. on the last round.
Alright.
You've got another pick.
Okay, what's a frog's favourite drink? Coca-Cola.
Why do crabs never give to charity? Because they're a shellfish. I get that
oh
one.
Oh my
That's
god.
Quite cute.
How many lives does a German cat have? 9.
How do astronomers organize a party? They plan it. Oh, I like
That's
that.
That's good. That was smooth.
That's a really good one.
What's a dentist's favorite musical instrument? A tube of toothpaste.
How do you know when you're going to drown in milk? When it's past your eyes. I really don't get that.
Neither do I.
Pasteurized.
What do you call a wing with no flies? A walk.
What?
Last night I dreamt that I was a muffler. What the hell is a muffler?
Right, stop it.
I woke up exhausted.
Who writes ghost stories? A ghostwriter.
Okay. When you have a bladder infection, you're in trouble.
Guys,
Salula, you lost.
No,
that's a good one. I like that one.
Okay.
Alright.
So these are bad jokes. Terrible.
That's the point of them.
They're so
bad. They're so
bad. They're bad. You gotta laugh.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
They're like, and I saw you laugh a lot.
Listen, I'm trying to smile.
So for the guys that weren't in the studio, Kenny did find a lot of these really funny, but he held it down. But I saw that grin. You wanted to let that out. So we've got to get a winner. We've got to have a winner and a loser.
Kenny's the winner. Tallulah, you laughed.
Oh,
hey.
Forfeit.
Are you ready for the forfeit?
Yeah, but what is that?
Okay.
Forfeit.
Bear with us. You have to post, right, this.
Oh, no.
This to your Instagram
on
as well.
On your Insta stories, and it has to be up for half an hour, and you've got to put up the caption, I said yes. And it's an engagement ring.
Let your new man.
I haven't got white hands, so that's all good.
Pre-holiday. We'll find one with your tone.
Okay. This, yeah, you got to post it.
Okay, cool.
I've sent it to you.
So we want to see this on your Insta handle.
No, picture.
Get a Google one.
So the picture for everyone that's listening is basically a wedding ring on a hand, and it's we want Tallulah to say to her followers, her new boyfriend in LA has proposed, and she said yes.
Do you know what's going to be more funny if he sees it
the
first?
The irony that, Ross.
I'd love to see that comment. Like,
if he sticks around, I'm impressed. Oh, I'm impressed.
It's not that bad. It's only 30 minutes.
We'll have to see some of the comments.
Yeah.
As well.
So
you're
going to
get some good replies, I think.
I think it's
going to
be believable. It's a white hand.
It's all right.
I'm very talented.
Oh,
very
we
golden.
Can find you a picture that looks perfect.
There you go.
Okay, cute.
All right, so we want that post. I want
to
say,
have I got to do it now? Right now?
If you put it on it and we put that on your socials, I would.
Yeah, I'm going to do it now.
She's ready.
All right, while she's doing that, Kenny, let's hear about what you have coming up next. What have you got any projects at the moment? What are you doing with your social media?
Okay, so in terms of like projects, I've got a lot of stuff that I'm not like I can't talk about.
Okay,
for the most part, but loads of stuff coming, obviously during Pride. Some big collaborations. Other than that, I'm looking to start my own fitness kind of group, like kind of like boot camps, but it's going to be specifically for queer people.
Invite me, bro. I'm there
100%. So that's going to be coming out probably around London Pride, which is like beginning of July times. But it's going to be a boot camp specifically for like trans, lesbian, gay people, like LGBT, visibly queer people.
Right.
Just to feel more comfortable, because what I've noticed is that they don't want to go to the gym because they're scared of like toxic masculinity. So I just want to provide like a safe space, basically.
Well, also your body transformation like is incredible, because I sat next to you at the Ciroc event that we were at, and you showed me some pictures of you becoming
like twig.
Literally, yeah, you were skinny before, and
these
now
biceps, I'm
you
I see
are
you.
Literally
I see you.
Rippling. So that's great. Yeah, so, I think it's really good.
Yeah, fitness has always been something that I think has been great. It's provided me with a lot of confidence. So I can't wait to like allow other people to feel the same way, to be honest.
Could we ask if you could shout out your Instagram so that people can keep up to date, and also with your fitness class that's coming up, they can find out where they can get more information.
Okay. So none of that's public information yet. I just have to say it to you guys. But if you want to follow me on my Instagram is I am Kej. So I-A-M-K-E-J. Follow me.
Give him a follow.
There.
Amazing. What about you, Tallulah? What have you got coming up?
I'm going back to LA. Just
running away.
Nothing here for me anymore in London. No, I'm joking. But I am going back to LA.
So you're doing acting over there?
Yeah, I'm doing acting and to see where everything takes
them. How's that going?
I've got a campaign coming out on the 19th over here.
Oh.
That's the only reason I came back to London, was for this campaign.
Can you tell us a bit more about it?
I can't say.
No.
it's so exclusive in here, isn't it?
It's a commercial and a billboard campaign. So
amazing.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Comes out on the 19th.
Is there any reason why you wanted to step away more from the modelling stuff and more into the acting?
Just because I think... Obviously, because I'm quite recognised. I'm getting older now. I'm 26 this year.
You're making me feel that.
Yeah, we're older than
we're
you.
We're older than you.
Yeah, I'm 26 this year. And I just wanted to change, you know. I wanted to express some kind of, like, different personas and characters and rather than just a still picture.
Well, 26 isn't old. I think you're doing amazing, and I think you're both doing amazing things. And, you know, especially LA's got so many opportunities.
I love it. I can't wait to go back, honestly.
I've never been, you know.
So when I first got I'm out going in there, July. When I first got out there, I ended up dating a porn star.
It's a good way to start.
All right, guys. Well,
I think this is a good time to wrap with you guys. Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, you guys have been amazing guests.
Thank you
for, again, like, being activists, raising awareness, chatting about your personal experiences. Like, it's so good to, like, you'll both have different stories, but I think you both can, like, connect on some sort of level and share everything that you've been through. So whether that's good or bad or, you
know. And from an LGBTQ perspective, I do feel that you are doing very positive things within that community, and it's good steps. So thanks for coming on.
And we're going to go to a song now. But yeah, it's great to have you guys.
Thank you so much.
Well, ironically, we're going to put Before I Let Go by Beyoncé.
What is that? Take heat,
you make me happy. This you can bear. You split right beside me, yeah. And I won't forget. And I really love you. You should know. I wanna make sure I'm right, boy, before I let go. Now we had a good time that we can say. We heard in each other, yeah. And boy, it's a shame. I won't be foolish, no. I wanna know. I wanna make sure I'm right.
Drop it down low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up. step, tap and roll, roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, stomp and you step. Swag the right, surf the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
I absolutely love that song, like biggest Beyonce fan ever over here.
Oh, she's killing it,
right? Did you see the Netflix documentary?
I sure did. I watched it with my boyfriend. It was unreal.
My God, she is a performer. It was insane. Can you imagine watching the performance live?
Just seeing the amount of time that she put into it, the amount of energy, you know, the singers, the dancers, like everything as a collaboration, what she did there was... It was epic.
Yeah, amazing. I absolutely love her. If you haven't watched it, guys, oh, I'm not just a fan, I'm a super fan. Like, I've never seen Beyonce live. That is my ultimate goal, to see her live.
Quick story for you. I was literally at White City House once, and there was an event, and someone said, oh, Beyonce's twins are here. So I'm like, oh, like, thinking they're drunk, this person speaking to me.
As in, you mean Beyonce's baby twins?
Well, that's the only twins that I knew before watching the documentary. No. They didn't mean that. The actual twins, I mean, if you watch the documentary, there's these two twin dancers and they are sick, so sick. And he was there. One of the twins was at the event, but I thought someone was drunk, and then I saw him in the documentary. I was like, that's what they meant. Like, it was one of those moments where the penny dropped. I'm like, shit.
The dancers are amazing in it. They all smash it. It's crazy.
And she's very cultural, so she's from Houston. My boyfriend's from Houston, so he told me that she incorporates a lot of, like, their culture, being from that state. So it's really, really cool the way that she's done it and how she's kind of put everything together.
Yeah, I loved it. Anyways, enough about Beyonce. Let's talk about the show today. Like, how amazing were our guests? We have to just say a massive thank you to Daniel, Tallulah, and Kenny. We could not have had, like, more fun guests. And, like, Tallulah's so spicy, isn't she?
Oh, she's already on a plane to LA, that one.
Yeah, you never know what's going to come out her mouth as well, which is just unpredictable.
All
I love
great
it.
Guests.
Absolutely love it. And thank you to you, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. You're spoiling me now. I couldn't have done it with anyone else other than yourself, so thanks,
what
Georgia.
A team we are, honestly. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening today. Like, we've absolutely loved being
really
on
enjoyed ourselves. If you didn't catch the show from the start, don't worry, the whole show will be available as a podcast at fubaradio.com.
So yeah, if you joined us halfway through, definitely go and check out the first half, because we were speaking with Daniel and he was absolutely,
that's some good chat, that. Yeah, Love
guest.
Island.
Yeah, we're chatting all things Love Island. So if you did come in halfway through, definitely go and check it out. So we have got one more song to play.
Also, quickly, if you would like to reach any of our Instagrams.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia, your Instagram handle.
Shout out myself, promo here. My Instagram handle is @georgie.clark. Go give me a follow, message me, chat about the show, and I will definitely reply to you guys. And Ryan's is?
Mine is the Ryan Cleary. So look forward to hopefully connecting with you guys. And yeah, let's get a song. Let's play out with a good song. Come
All
on, George.
Right,
what have you got?
Thing. I just feel like I'm feeling Mostack, What I Wanna, because
vibe.
It's just vibes to end
Absolute
the show on, I think.
Vibe. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah. You know I party with Savage in the club and Ross and the kind of beauty. Ross. I think I lost my mind. I can't find that shit. I'm reckless in this life I live. I don't think sometimes. I don't even know why. Baby, I just live my life. I just do what I wanna when I wanna how I wanna. Baby, girl, I just do what I wanna when I wanna how I wanna. I just do what I wanna when I wanna how I wanna. I like to kiss and cuddle and what? Still a bad man, put a bad man block. Big ass jacket in the bay. Don't ask why. Hey, pass me the keys, let me try. Cause you be smoking too much skunk. Plus I drive better when I'm drunk. I treat the car like a go-kart. Wouldn't I bust that red light if I was sober? I don't respect my orders. I do what I want, you can't tell me no. I said I'm gonna be a star girl, I told you so. Don't be that guy that owes me though. Send my ulta down there with the chromey chrome. She's like, when are you free? Never bitch, I cost. If you drop at me, that's your loss. I switch countries like I switch socks. Pull up when I drop that. I think I lost my mind. I can't find that shit. I'm reckless in this life I live. I don't think sometimes.
I don't even know why. Baby, I just live my life. I just do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna. I just do, 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 do. Baby, girl, I just do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna. I just do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna. I saw this girl at the zebra crossing. Black and white girl, man, it felt like a zebra crossing. She said, can I get a lift? My girl with a lift said, can I get a kiss? Indian girl said, I'm a bloody ghost, cause all I do is hola, then I adios. Hit the Caribbean store for some curry goat. She said, my meat tastes good, so she sucked the bowl. I'm with a white girl, dancing with some stamina. She a wine to bashment while I'm grabbing her. She moving like she's got some black in her. That was before I put my black in her. I'm living so single, I'm free, I sit comfy. No one knows cheating on me. My girl even put her arms around me. She's so comfy, she even fought around me.
I think I lost my mind. I can't find that shit. I'm reckless in this life I live. I don't think sometimes, I don't even know why. Baby, I just live my life. I just do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna. I just do, do, do. Baby, girl, I just do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna. I just do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna.
I pull up in the car if I want to.
I just do it, do it.
Car if I want to.
I just do it, do it.
Take a girl yard if I want to.
I just do it, do it.
Go hard if I want to.
I just do it, do it.
I'm a hustler, I thought you knew that. I could sell a big exposure album to Tupac. I'm a hustler.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.